So that point, that the dream of time travel maybe springs partly from grief and longing for people we've lost, that describes theoretical physicist Ron Mallet. He spent a lot of his career studying time, and he traces his interest back to the tragedy that marked his childhood.
It was actually when I was 10 years old. My father, he was a wonderful person, and for me, the sun rose and set on him. But no one knew just how ill he was. He looked like a very robust person, and he died suddenly of a heart attack. He was only 33 years old, and it completely destroyed my world. And I went from being a rather happy kid to a rather depressed kid. But one of the gifts that he left me was a love for reading. And shortly after he died, I came across H.G. Wells' book, The Time Machine. It was like, oh, wow, this is it, this is the answer. Because I thought if I could build a time machine, then I could see him again. I could go back into the past and see him again.
And actually save his life?
That's right. So that became my holy grail. My goal was to try to build a time machine to see him again and tell him what was going to happen and maybe keep him from dying. So that was actually the beginning of my interest in time travel. The thing that you might say solidified for me, though, was a couple of years later, I came across a popular level book about Einstein. And in that book, it said that time was not something that was absolute. Time could be changed. So that meant to me that what H.G. Wells had said could be true. And so I really knew that this is what I had to do, was to try to understand Einstein so that I could build this time machine.
So you wound up doing your graduate work and you got your degree and you began moving up the academic ladder as a physicist. What happened to your interest in time travel during those years?
The thing is that even when I was a kid, I knew that people were concerned about me because I was in this depressed state. And so I was astute enough to realize not to tell them that I was wanting to build a time machine, because I didn't want to think about dealing
really
with the consequences
of that.
Exactly. And of course, when I was going up the academic ladder, you know, I thought, if I tell my colleagues I'm interested in building a time machine, right, I'm going to get tenure, forget it. You know?
It's all over, so, but was it something you were still thinking about? Or had progressed so far in physics you'd put the idea of time travel away?
No. See, the thing is that what I did was I developed a cover plan. You have to realize that in physics, physics is a strange, strange beast. There's what people call legitimate crazy ideas, and then there's what people call crazy, crazy ideas. Now, black holes were legitimate crazy. In other words, in black holes, it turns out that black holes are connected with Einstein's work, and black holes are connected with time.
Ron Mallet. He's a theoretical physicist and the author of Time Traveler, a scientist's personal mission to make time travel a reality.